Prophet Emunah of Tchilas Peres, we have a Mishnah, Dafka from Gimel, we began each Sojourn with a Peres. First, we began with a Peres, that when it's the case of Gula Karko, Mepharer, everyone agrees over the Malach of the Reich of Dosh. Another question we discussed last time, we get to Chayla, since it's not a case of Gula Karko, because some Rishonim never have a proper much Malach we're discussing. But here, we're still discussing the Malach of Dosh. We'll come back slowly to the Gemara, we have three different levels in the Gerit of Peres. We have Zeyan Adobim, that we read as Maskins of the Chomim. We have Shah Peres, that Chomim are Maskins of Yehuda. And then we have a case in two simple Moinim, that's Machlokes, if it's even the Mashka, or even the Achilo. What's the Lachal Mashka Shazov of Atzmoy? It's really where we have to go now, is to go to the parameters and the Gedarim, what defines each level over here, what makes something the Raisa, what makes something the Apollo, what is the case that's Mutter. First, we have a Gemara that comes from him, and Allah says the case of Zaysev and Novim is Tzivat Torah. In the Chayim, Allah uses Zaysev and Novim and Novim. That's only cases in the Torah. Why is that so? So Rashi over there says, no, why? Because Allah Tzrichos Lav or Chayim. It's not the Derech. Zaysev and Novim are the Derech, and these cases are not the Derech. The word of HaShulchan, when a person sees a grape, it's Miyuchud for the case of Yayin. You see Zaysev, you see it's Miyuchud for the case of Shemin. Kainza is lost in the ritual, the Rajpo, that they use the Lashon of Roy, Roy to Mashkin. Words of Mishnah Brua, words of Makabam, Lashon of Roy. I think Roy and Rechayu are intertwined one with another. Maybe it's a drop different. We have one Mahalach that this is the Derech, the Eilim, to go use this tree as being a Mashkin. That's Nichol the Gedo of being Minatayor. Come on, the Prima Godman and says, look around, it seems to have a second Mahalach. The word of the Ram is, Shab Peris is Loy Choshev Mashkin. So what's the word Choshev Mashka mean? It says the Prima Godim, in the Suga Negeah to other cases, for example, Tumah V'Tayro, Mashka means whatever the Zayin Mashka Min HaTayro. Leilam knows the Rosh Tevis Yod Shach Adam, the Zayin Mashka Min HaTayro, they stand for Yain and Dam, Shemin Chol and Tal, Dvash and Mayim, those are seven Mashka that are Min HaTayro. That could be Mashka things from the Kabbal Tumah. Other mashkin cannot be mashkin things from a kabbal tumor. So in the Zayin mashkin is the case of seisim and oven, the case of oil, and the case of wine. So those things are minatoyo choshev mashkin, and therefore over here also as the gedda being a mashkin, we squeeze out minatoyo. You even listen there, I know. Mashkin, other mashkin will not have this gedda being minatoyo in the case of two simimoyin, case of berries and pomegranates. That's how the people got to understand pshat from Iran, and there are those who might still go this way. The Maestro, they point out, says in Tzemach Tzedek and Egle Tal afterwards, the Chor, he wants to say the Ran does not argue on Rashi, on the other Rishonim. They point out, look in the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, they say very clearly, if it's Derek Lishkoit, has the get of Shem Mashko. It's not Derek Lishkoit, it's not Rechayu, it's not Shem Mashko. But the Rashba, the words of the Rashba, the Ritva, if it's Roy for Mashkin, Shem Mashko. So they take the same words of the Ran, they use the Lashon of Mashko and not Mashko. They're putting it into the category of being the Urchayu, but on the category of being the idea of Derech, of the Roy. So who the Ram means Shem Mashko, not Shem Mashko, it's not the Zayim Mashkin. What makes something Shem Mashko? What do you do? Look at the Derech. Look what the Urchayu. Look what the Roy is. The Shem Mashko is not the Chalois Mitzad, look at the Kolotar Kulo. The Shem Mashko is look what the Olam does. The Maestro, it's interesting that certain Svam did go to get a Zayin Mashkin, it makes life much easier. For example, Ribiat or Rafal, they go to get a of what makes them a Torah is Dafka Zayin Mashkin. Not like the Chor of the Pashas or the placement of the page, which could have not been done as Mahalik at all. And even the Ran, a little more back, even the Pim Gonal of Dafka's passing like this around the world. Hey. Third Mahalik, the Pim Gonal comes along and says, you want to say a pshat in Rashi about tzadikay, that there's a difference between a case where this pre over here is zifka pocket or mibla bala. We should know the words from ksubas davol. That the certain peiris are best from zifka pocket. They're surrounded and they're gathered together. In case of grapes, basically have sacks inside. There's a juice inside of it. Mashaking, for example, a case of mibla bala like an apple. That's something that's belay inside of it. It's not a case of zifka pocket. That he wants to say zichul together of drabala. Again, the mice that we have over here, the Prima Halkim, the Prima Godam says, what the story is making something in our Torah. Either you have the story of the idea of, or higher words of Rashi, or the Derech of Roy, which is called the same idea. The Rashi and the Ritva have Mishpura brings it down.
a second mile to get it as Zayin Mashkin, a third mile, Mechka Pocket. The weather point out that Nafkamina Lukula Chuma in these Mahalchim, let's go between Rashi and Iran, Rashi or Chayu, or the idea of Zayin Mashkin, Voister, the Lokan Sefei, in the case of a grape that mice have not developed yet, you want to squeeze it out on Shabbos. What's the Lokal going to Rashi and Iran? They point out according to Iran, Sankal Saik, it's one of Zayin Mashkin. Therefore, if you squeeze out on Shabbos, it's the Deraisa. According to Rashi, says the Prima Gordon, it's not the Derek to go squeeze it. Either you wait for the right pin, or some people maybe eat it that way. Therefore, according to Rashi, we're dealing with it's the Drabolon. Another interesting Nafkamino, another case where the Iran could be Machmer. I have a fascinating question today. The grapes that we buy in the stores are not the same grapes they press for wine. That's Matthias. If the grapes, the two different types that they can sell, the ones that are made for wine are not the ones people will eat for grapes. If so, someone telling them maybe grapes bizman is there are not nichol together of the tzman of him. Either are an of him, but the whole idea is made tzmashko. Any grape you buy in the store, no normal person will make them into wine. So maybe it's nichol together of shaperis here. Maybe it's mutz to go squeeze them on Shabbos. So the same klolim. What are our grapes today? Just clarifying, do you look at grapes McClellius? Or do you look at the specific types of grapes? They point out to the klolim, well, let's analyze it. The pidiran is Zayin Mashkin. Sekel Seif is Zayin Mashkin. Julia Issa Deraiso. Go to the Mahalach of Urchayu, the Raiv. Say, no one takes regular grapes and squeeze them into wine. The ones that we buy over here that have special names for them, each min has a different name, not sure what the names are. But that no one will make wine out of it. Or come along, maybe it'll be even water. Or the most will be a case of drop on them. Because the Ran called the Prima Gordon is Zayin Mashkin. This, that's not, that's something worse than Mike.
That it's not because Zayin Mashkin means to use for wine.
What should that be? It's been a Torah. It has a lot of Zayin Mashkin. Is it Mashkin the Kabbalah Tumor? Yes.
What's the Mashkin?
It is Yayin.
It's not
great. It is your wine. Not even grape juice is fine.
No, I'm saying it's not.
It is. It is Zayin Mashkin.
Okay, but it's not things that come out of grapes, it's wine. So they use stuff in grapes that are used for wine.
Don't know why you're saying that for. Most people say over, what's the local of grapefruits or oranges or lemons or kadaima, that today the argument point to say most of them are being used for the juices and not for the pulp to be eaten. But come along, they're coined to the Ran, the question doesn't even start, it's not Maisa Zayin Mashkin. Has it get it up on them? According to the Mahalaf, that you go after Urchai Ruraib, you have to know the Messias, if it's Urchai Ruraib, maybe you'll deal with the Issa Darais over here. But those not Kaminas, but Ika seems to be the Locha. Lulek Void, Balfalk, and the Ribiyat, the Locha seems to be we go after the Mahalach of Urchayu, the Mahalach of Roy, and therefore whatever the Metzias is, if it changes, we'll go after that cloud to make it into a level of Deraiso. Nachmina would come out when it's a level of Deraiso, Mashka Shazov Ma'atzmoy, whether you bring it in for Achila, whether for Mashka, the Locha is to be after. The level of Issa to use, come on the place and say, the grass is Muksa, therefore. Since you cannot use the mashka that comes out of it, therefore it's mukso. Therefore, the price coming down, any mashka that's available out of a grape on Shabbos is mukso. That's the first level. The second level is tusim
v'moidim. Eating or for drinking?
Most grapes in the Bacolius, but not by the min, are for drinking.
Yeah.
I said I'm not sure how to answer that question. Kolom writes for Yesh Lodim and I agree to the Yesh Lodim. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know how to look at it. Yeah, we'll get oranges. Same question, Chuck. Can oranges be good? Same question over here. But on the second level, a case of two, remind them pomegranates and berries. So we paskin over here like a vidal, not like a chomin. They will come out if it's bringing in the full achilo, mashkus zavu imoto, bringing in full ashtia, the local is mashkus zavu will be osir. Now this halakha, come on the place, can say two, remind them. Goes on Ladakim, goes on every fruit that's in that category over here. The words of Moshe, also any vegetable that's in that category over here. Now, what is the Gedder? You come along, the Maharam and points out that there are three different Mahalchim over here. The question is, which one's the Ikka? Three different Shatim to understand the Sigil, what the Gedder is. The words of the Beit Yosef is, if there's a Choshev Ravim that squeezes it, a garment's even not the Rayim, but certainly a case of Mina Matzai, the people do squeeze it. Then it's Osir over here that squeezes it, and we Osir the rest of the world. Doesn't make a difference. the rest of the world does not squeeze it. If it's be squeezed over here, us the rest of the world. The whole entire world of the mice cannot use it. At the Shani, the reading of the Ma'am of Pashas is Fakert. The Mokam Lam says, B'mokam Shinogu, the place the mice are where they squeeze, in that place will be Osir, and in the rest of the world, the mice will be Mutter. Said the Magarvam, why do you go that way for? Because Makhlik the blows are in Chachomim, and the Sigi over here, when they get to Mitaj or something, and the Kamlam we pass in your day, like a Chachomim. There should be the Dak over here, should be Osir, not other places. However, the Magarvam does end off. And the way the Pirkei explains that this halacha is document, they do not send it to other places. Let's say there are caravans or things that shift one place to another, and it will get to these other places. It will also usher in that place. I mean, if you had a mashka that came out, there was a derech to squeeze by people, you also here and the place it gets to, but the rest of the world, the ma'aseh mutter. A third malach, how the Magarvam himself seems to go. And those who are tiny, that's what Magavam is saying, is Pshan Beis Yosef, not like the first Malach, the Siv Chaim. He said, no, it really depends why a person is squeezing it, or why is he squeezing these fruit for it? Is it the assert over here that he's squeezing it because he has river Paris, and that the Mahalach is to go squeeze it when you have a lot of Paris? That'll be us over here, it'll be us in other places. But let's say a person will squeeze over here, because that's the fad, that's in style. Then the Malach will be, that Zach over here, you can start clearing, but soon other places will might be mutter. That means again, there really comes out to be a lot of this. The Beis Yosef says, to be clear, that they, someone squeezed over here, me and a mutter, whether it's a fad, whether it's because we are Paris, also here, also every place. Magavon one punk pakert. If it's a derech to squeeze over here, whether it's a fad, whether it's because we are Paris, it's us over here and not other places, unless it gets over there. The Magavon says, really depends why people squeeze for it. Is it squeezing? Because if every place will have it, that'll be repairs, they'll do the same exact thing. So very nice. It'll be also and there. It'll be also every place, whether they have Paris, don't have Paris. If they would have had Paris, they would have squeezed. Therefore, they get a truth to remind them. Masha Enkin, if it's only a case of a fad, people will think, you know what, to take pepper string, you're going to come along and squeeze it. The fad, my soul. That's the halacha will not ask other places. Is it going to be also over here or not? Come along to be aloha and says, Salak to Magavam, not clear. He wants to be machbo over here anyway. Sefko Soy, there to squeeze will be us over here. Mash Engin the Chadish wants to say, not the way he wants to say the Pashto Magavam, it's not the way, and it'll be mut over here. Again, the Malach to Magavam is, and someone said it's Mashkin the Beis Yosef, is that the aloha is really depends why a person squeezes it. If that's because people are Ruber Paris, it'll be also every place. Because that's the style, that's the instinct to go do today, then it might still not be mutter. Now, in this second level over here, there's a question, what's the local? Would someone bring in Paris at the Stam? That we're saying the local is possible, who depends on bringing in for them for to drink or to eat. What's the local bring in Stam? We're not sure if he brought in for what reason. So come on to Mishibun, he says, when not Stam, we're not sure why he brought in, it's Oymel Mashka, Oymel Arfila, will be Mashmer. The word that means Stam, this I think Parshat Pshat, is that people do not go after the clothes in the world, because inside everyone's house. That means in your house you buy oranges, you bring it inside your house. If your house you don't have a juicer and no plan to ever squeeze it, I am Stam, you have to think about it. Of course, it's Oymel Shtiyo. Let's say if people bring an orange to the house and always juice, of course, it's Oymel Shtiyo. So it means Stam, meaning sometimes yes, sometimes no. It might say my house I think oranges, half time yeah, half time no. Half the time we have to keep our kids busy, give them entertainment, activities, and that's what they're doing, the squeezing juices, the 2-year-olds and the 6-year-old keeps them busy, so half the time it's for juice. Have some actually people really do eat them. So they will come along. In this case, that's Stam. That would be a good question. What the local mashkus is of? Well, otherwise, Stam means, I think, in the yochid, what each person do in the house. Every house, you never squeeze them, of course, in the mashkus, or even the lakilo, will not have a kuma mashkus is of. The third level is a case of shaperis. Now, again, this is a simple case. I think everyone agrees that pepper is a case of shaperis. No one's going to argue the point. You can squeeze it, but no one does that. So what's the loss of Shabbat? Can you look at Chil on Shabbat, take your pepper and squeeze it and drink the juice of the pepper? So read the Gemara, L'chol Pochus and Havmino, everyone agrees, they last squeeze the Piyatayim. The question is, Maisa, what's Maskono? After Ben Nashio, Nachman, a Popper, Maskono, can a person look at Chil on Piyatayim, squeeze Shabbat? They point out first, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the big three, they clearly Paskin, they last squeeze Piyatayim. Look among the Rishonim, Kamat 30 different Rishonim went this way. The Bialocha is Marach, he's the first Dor Malachim. They come along with the Malachim, a bunch of Rishonim. They come along and say, the Locha is the Vatican, squeeze Biadayim. Atal Hasheni does point out that Rashi and Maisa is not that clear. Who she just going like what's the matzkono? He also points out before she places up your test, the Maisa is being machmer. He wants to say there's Rebbeinu Peretz, there's Mitzad that way, Rebbeinu Yeruchim that way. Although the Maisa who seem to be machmer, five Rishonim, the Maisa, you have 30 Rishonim, verse 5 over here, in the case of a question of Dirabonon. So, Lalochel Maisa, the Pashat Machaber, he's being Michael. The Maisa, look among numerous Achreinim until you get to the Mishnah, they're machmer. The Bach, the Taz, the Eliyabo, Bushiyontif, Verhaitin, Chayotim, Kitzer, Vereshchai, they come on to be machmer and say, you cannot squeeze by dime. Mashkezel be mutter, but squeeze by dime is also. The Maisa, once the Mishnah and the Achashulchon, and also before in the Magarvam and the Glaz, they were Michael. Again, they seem to be the meat among the Achreinim. All the Malachim came along to make can squeeze by dime. Now, again, practically, Shaperis, no one really does it. Not too practical. Who's going to go do it? But Echanami, if you do it, the Maestro Mishmua says, about it's smutter, we should not worry about this in over here, it's a Chumma Ba'almo, and therefore, once Mishmua and our Chashuk and the Mekel, that seems to be the unhogan among the swarm, to be Mekel. Except, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a minig of a place to be Machma, not to squeeze Shaperis, which I'm not exactly sure what that means, how in the world you have a minig to do something, to Machma something, when the minig is not to squeeze at all, but whatever those words mean, however you have this minig, Echanami, they have to be Machma in that place. Later we have such a minig anywhere, and therefore the you can't squeeze the Shaperis. Fine, those are the three dargas. To make it a little more practical, how to apply some of these dargas. One question is, Beis Yosef starts already, when, let's say the Olam squeezes things all the time, except they're squeezing it for Refuah. What's the loch in that case? Is it nichol together of, we account it being something that a person squeezes it, therefore stop analyzing it. Is it Roiv, or is it not Roiv? What level is it, or Refuah doesn't count? Come on with Beis Yosef, and he brings three rayas, the loch is that Refuah does not count. He says, look at the Gemara's case of Prishim, case of quinces. People squeeze it all the time for a four. The Maisa, we're not counting it, the Gemara says, it'll be a case of water. He says, look at the case of the Rosh, of lemons, they squeeze it for a case of four. He says, look at the Gemara's third case, remind them also a case of a four. Essentially, the case that he left out, the Gemara has a case of Pagim. Pagim coins are actually a case of prunes. As far as I understand, that would have been a good raya or clara. What are a case of prunes if his man is there, prune juice? As far as I see, you can see, it's the only one who drinks prune juice, either old people with constipation, or the mother made them drink it. I would have thought it's definitely a category maybe before. It is not being wrapped in that case, and not clear how to exactly look at prune juice, what category, if you get a prune juice squeezed on Shabbos, what the look is. I would think it's definitely a category before, but here both might want to argue the point. If it's definitely a case of before, then it'll come along, they'll have a chilul out squeezed on Shabbos. Why is it a category of Shabbos? Otherwise, you could say, not that way, you can argue the point. Find one question over here that before we don't count. I'm not sure how to look at prune juice. We have now halachah lemaisa. There are certain from the kamlung and taino that we can't squeeze any peris. Look at the same for nishma shabbos. The shmir shabbos seems to go this way. Not squeeze any peris but zman hazeh. They point out three different reasons. Either bechoshes with the sheet of the old peris you cannot squeeze the back and the taz. A second thing is bechoshes because maisa we have everything traveling one place to another and things get from place to another. Or Maisa Matzis wise, we squeeze all Paris. We do. Maisa, the fact that Shmir Shabbos won this way, I see others from, for example, the Ribi and others says, Kibbutz Ami Dosai. Maisa, why after everything? It's not true. We have Kabbalah, we have Bidorim. Things of Maisa are not all cases also. And therefore, let's analyze each case. When is it Mutter? When is it Rabbanu? When is it Raiso?
Even peppers?
He says all Paris. All Paris. Now the question is, how can you answer all Paris? Well, those ones tell you, you know what? Number one, the back is all Paris, right? Back and Taz all Paris. Back and Taz the back. And today we excuse all Paris. And we'll be walking walk, we never know. Let's be Mahmer. Let's not appear. What?
Yerukas?
No, we'll get to Yerukas. Talking about Paris, the juice was inside, was created with juice inside of it. No, I'm sorry, yeah, Yerukas, yeah. But Moshe the Tshuva is an awkward between Paris and Yerukas. Same alocha, same category. So now, let's go to the assumption that we're going to go with the Matthias, what's around. So first, what are the facts, numbers-wise, in the amount of what's being squeezed for wine, what's being squeezed for orange juice, what's being squeezed for lemon juice? So, I went to the USDA website, I downloaded the latest book in 2016, they gave me the facts of 2015 in America. I assume everyone knows what the USDA is, except for maybe the English people. But that's how the American... I don't know what, right. So it's the American gives out the numbers, the facts, or at least supposedly the facts that happens in America. So the numbers wise for grapes, how many grapes are squeezed for wine and grape juice? So the book's very simple. It gives you numbers, not the millions of pounds. And it came out that 71% of the grapes are being squeezed for juice, and the other 29 are people eat the grapes, or being canned, or other things, but the grapes are being around. That means 71%. Fine, that's right, okay. So I went and looked at oranges. What's the percentage of oranges in America being squeezed for orange juice? 83%. More than wine. More oranges are used for orange juice than grapes are being used for orange juice. So, what is that? Is that the right to drop on them? So first of all, if you go to Zayin Mashkin, who cares? Drop on them. For the Stern's farm, right? For Falk rights, drop on them. If he goes to Zayin Mashkin, if he goes, drop on them. For the Pashtun, it's more than wine. It should be a case of the right, unless they're flaring. People tell me that the Matthias is that Shafakana grows different types of oranges that have more juice than pulp inside, different type of min, and therefore these oranges, people are made specifically for squeezing.
Is
it a great wine? That's fine. So maybe both of them are now not derisive. Lay it in. But otherwise, the facts are, of course, oranges should be now, I think should be a derisive. I can't really see the swarm go back and forth. Some put on the drop on them, some put on the derisive. Once you order the Mishavu, they get a rave, it's 83%. That's rave. Now, you can tell me Eretz Yisrael is not the way, I think Eretz Yisrael, again, you have to find out the numbers, the books, the Matthias, I'm not clear. Look where you have, in the Chol Box in America, you have ordered 80% of oranges. They ship one to another, but I'm not sure that makes it the right, maybe it's only job on them, shipping. Yeah, it's also clear, clear itself, question about the right. No, not chaperas. Oranges are not chaperas, that's the only. Not oranges. Even oranges, grapes are here, not oranges. Let's take the next case, the case of lemons. The amount of people that the person uses. So again, the USDA came out with 63% of oranges, of lemons, well, the mice were used for a case of juice. However, we'll get to halacha lemons, and Sivov came along the Rosh, and the Rosh says, the halacha is the things that are in the gear to being a dip, the meat put inside your food, has a gather of oichel. To be a gather of my oichel oichel. They have come along and said, even though you have orange, you have lemon juice. But most people think putting the lemon juice where? Into their food. So the percentage is now just chloride. Because that the fact you put into food does not count as being the percentage for liquid anymore. And the best way I heard a guy tell me, where do you buy the lemon juice? It's in the baking section, not in the beverage section. So she's the chloride, it's not the food, not under the so economy lemons, that's a good shiloh. How exactly look at it, what the numbers are, Matthias, how much is the food, how much not? That besides saying it's still nickel and get a chaperis, I got in the case of rave. I'm not sure there's a truth to remind him. I got him to rave, but I assume practically it cannot be a case of rave when the mouth is being put inside food. And grapefruits, what? No, some of you make lemonade. So it's only nickel and get a truth to remind him. But I do not think it's nickel and get of Zaytun Manavim. A case negated to grapefruits, so the USDA. This the past 2015 was a little bit less than 50%. Keeps rotating back over above and below 50%. It's either 45, back and above and below. What? Yes. Yeah, so no. So that's the question. Go to Loshon of Chayu or Loshon of Roiv. Go Loshon of Roiv. One year, yeah. One year, no. I'm not clear. The rest of the go Loshon of Chayu. For a lot of cases, the rice. So the not clear. Mishmu on Roiv. Rashi on Chayu. So if you make them as being two different mahalchim over here, you can start playing where exactly you put grapefruits over here. Now, in when you're counting these things, making intuitive remind him, do you look at Bate Pri, what they call the Mitzpri, the specialty stores that just make these special concoctions for you, and the person can go buy them. Do they count as being as something making intuitive remind him? Well, no, they're special, they're unique, and we don't count them. So when Rabbi Yehuda brings it down, he says these special stores, mystery stores. In English is
smoothies. They don't have them in
America. Not smoothies. Stores that just do you count them that now as being teaching me money? Well, I don't count them. Do you count them? Specialty stores. You count them. So Rabbi Yehuda writes, "What kind of they are yechidim? The mir to mir. So we don't count them. The command to lessen." So who said Kam Neim Nashi? The Lavi Shem Votani means Abdak Neim Nashi. It's a Gil on the Rabbim. Do we count specialty stores making them going from let's say Shah Paris to be a case of juice in your mind? Oh, so if you go to these stores, so I walk around Gula and see what they're squeezing, the specialty stores. So what I saw, there was nothing unique. They had 11 things there. The apples, oranges, strawberries, pomegranates, kiwis, mango, carrots, bananas, grapefruits, peaches, and pineapples. That's all. That's all standard. But people tell me, and go to other places in America where they have everything, because there's a world of gastronomies, then they squeeze everything. So, but so I'm not clear. So Maisel Ribiat says to be Michael, I see this for Shabbos. A small Shabbos wants to be Machmer. It could be they're discussing different types of specialty stores. There could be that the ones I told are not specialty stores. They're just, you know, the standard juicing stores that everyone has. That's very common, and therefore, of course, you count them. That's what people do, except you buy from them. In America, people tell me that health situation or the waste of money that people have, you can manage by anything and everything. So it could be that the meat to meat, the things that they are exotic, and it could be when you walk into the store, it depends how you feel. If like, oh, I gotta try that. That's something exotic, you know, something strange. So that I don't think will count, you know, wow, what's this going on? I have to try this thing. That I think is not in the category of switching its level. If you walk in and take something, that's a normal thing to be there. I think that would count in the category of where, what category to put under. Usually put on the category of too severe minded. Another point to get to this idea of what, how to count things as squeezing. Interesting question is, how do you count something that you destroy, you puree if you don't squeeze it one from another? The way you take a melon, you put it into a juicer, and you grind it, and now you have melon juice. Now this melon juice is what? Is the pulp and the juice. Dosh is taking out the liquid from the salad. Here you can do that. Since a watermelon or melons are 90% water, it's all inside. Is that lethargic? Lethargic is what? Taking one thing out of another. Second here, the idea of a melon is not in the category at all. Hagam Agam Simcha Bonham, we want to give an example of sharp areas. He writes three different times. The example is melons. That's his case. He finds that Bilal squeezes a Shabbos and no one does strawberries. It's not normal. Again, they do sell melon juice here and there. But he says, melons, that's an example. I'm not sure it's nichol and schit at all. Because melon juice, what do? You grind it off. That's all you do. You puree it, and you're not separating the pulp away from the liquid. Not separating the salt from the liquid, right? But apples, no, you have the whole leftover you throw in the garbage. Teuchen and Euchlin, or whatever, they have a shout of Teuchen over here. It's louder. Either you have a bunch of salad and umami throughout. Even people sell Isamir carrots. They went to the store about carrots. They put also in grinder. You guys, of course, what do you think? It takes out the whole bottom and they have a whole clump of carrots on the bottom, all the garbage there. Of course, you know, you don't think you see the carrot go in, you see the juice on top. The guy showed me, no, of course, the whole thing is garbage.
You don't take out that stuff?
No. Yeah, 90% water, and you have a little pulp inside. Yeah, that's all I know. The stores didn't show me otherwise. They showed me a carrot otherwise. So I'm not sure.
Tarikhan
al-Alt, whatever the problem type is. That can use a grind on Shabbos. That's also how it's blending with Shmalzi, right? So, I don't know. They do point out, on the Shabbos, blend things on Shabbos, even if it's sharp paste that's in a pepper, avada klim yuchel kafe can't. You cannot use a blender on Shabbat, even if it's not Hashmal, even if it's a hand machine. That's as open the fault. So a lot of these cases are not that practical because you can't use a kli. It might be a dime. So economy can take a watermelon and smash it with your hands, and it will not be a problem. Smash it with a fork. Just to get the carrots, see, it's interesting. I saw that Ribiat brings down what's the example that's mutter, that's sharp Paris. He says carrots. Why? Because who in the world drink carrots? Only people drink it for a fool. I see the Maisa that Shmir Shabbos and Orpha Shabbos says, well, carrots? What do you mean? There's juice of Rimon. Go around to any store around over here. You see, they always have three things they juice, right? Rimon, carrots, and oranges. So Maisa is very simple. Look in the Zakh of a Shamar or Kolom. They say very simple. It depends what faith in American Irish soil. What? No, you say actually. I looked at the vegetable section; they didn't have any juicing on it. But my say over here that every single store has carrots for very growing. In America, at least before 10 years ago, I've not been there since then. People told me that has changed, but otherwise, before 10 years ago, carrots. When I came to this country, when I saw carrots in the store by growing, it was very strange.
Really,
what?
You can get Israeli juices there in America.
Carrots? I don't think they ship carrots
from America.
So they told me, people told me it's changed the past 10, 15, 20 years. When I came, again, 20 years ago, for me it was a chiddush also.
So,
Okay, so that's refuah usually. Usually people live in a house refuah. Well, they're either they're health nuts, which I think counts as refuah, and that's why it's called nuts. Fine, or it's definitely a cigar refuah them for the eyes.
So what about American
tenants
itself?
Would so be the American no, they go after over here. I see a it's the case that they also bring down a case of celery that Rabbi brings down instead of Amos case of cigar before. And again, the pomegranates. So Fals, this is old prince. He wants to take pomegranates and shaparis. Who in the right mind takes pomegranates? Well, the Gemara says as an example, 2, 3, 1. Who says who in the world does that? The Maisa Rabbi brings down and says Chalil Lachokel against the Gemara says Maisa Zuck was some of the new princes who came out this past year. He took it out. I think it's very simple. Why? Like follow him right. Depends what country you're in. This country again. Every store that has a juicing machine, though most of them seem to have pomegranates there. In America, you never see pomegranates in these stores. Except they tell me the past 15 years, I'm not sure if when Fallon wrote this 15 years ago, there was such a thing. It was not around 20 years, and no one had such a thing as pomegranates. Now it's common. What? Take one case, the gate to grapefruits. Now, the victimal, again, what grapefruits are the rapon, the rice. So, the shell is when a person gets, in England, for example, for breakfast, you have a half a grapefruit. Or in America, by kiddushes, by simchas, they give you half a grapefruit. People come over there and take a spoon and they scrape it out and they eat the grapefruit the pulp inside. The question is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? What's a shiloh? Because when you're doing that, you're squeezing. There's an act of schita on Paris on Shabbos. The Chora, what's you have to go through it without Kavon of Aschita? You don't get to eat the, not discussing Kavon of Aschita. Can you eat a grapefruit with a spoon on Shabbos instead of Issa Aschita? Come on, the Chodshani, and he writes, also, eat you with a spoon, why? To Psek Ratio, to Nichalai, act of Aschita on Shabbos, La Maiso, you have a Kshash to rice over here, and you cannot eat a grapefruit with a spoon on Shabbos. La Maiso, what?
No,
we'll get to them as far as. So first, he wants to answer it. The Maestro, Kamat, 30 different tshuvas brought down in the past 40 years discussed this with one Mekel. Now, Shlomo Zalman's Mekel, Steinberg, Shmer Shabbos, Masafon, the Volk, and also Mekel. As far as why the Mekel, come on, Shlomo Zalman, his first reason is, he says a very simple enemies carbon, that's true, but lipstick ratio with two drabonans. Two drabonans, lipstick ratio is motor. Number one, he says it's grapefruits are drabonans. And number two is klachayad. You don't make juice that way. You put it in a juicer machine. Elamai, you came out that way, it's klachayad. Two drabonans, not lipstick ratio is motor.
So,
you're coming to eat the. You have a grapefruit with a spoon? Yeah, so you're not coming to the actual street to come to eat the grapefruit.
Same shadow when you peel it?
No juice should come out unless you messed it up.
You wouldn't be able to pick it up after and drink it, right?
No, we'll get to that. We'll set it up. That's all, sir. So, first, Shlomo Zalman said that it's a case of two drabonans with a psik ratio. First of all, I point out that a whole lot of psik ratio by two drabonans, particularly by some say, only can be made by loy nichalei. This is Shlomo Zalman, and Mizob and others say, this is the case of nichalei. Because you have the juice afterwards, people drink it, they enjoy it, why not?
You don't want the juice.
So you have to know who you are then. So it can match you for the oilam. Some people like it, I enjoy it afterwards. Most people, they take this one after they have it. Honestly, love that. As long as they have in the fruit, they have nothing in the fruit, yes. But as long as they have the fruit ready, has a lot of juice, would I give it enough? That could be, but you have to know if that's true. The fact. A second point over here, the whole idea of segregation, the loy nichalei by two drabonans, the point out is not that simple of halacha, levucha among the Mishnah himself seems to have theories to be passing like this. Hanishna says no clear sugya for it. Void come on the Rosh Shabbos saying, you think it's two drabonans, that's kaliot with drabonans, maybe it's kaliot with deraisa, because it would be more than 50% over here, so in the case of Urchai. The other point that you're saying two drabonans could kalachayad. They argue, why is it klachayad? Well, you don't get the normal thing to go do. Maybe not the juice is the normal way, but the pool they do is a normal thing. So they don't like his reasons. They come up with other reasons why it's water. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, another story is that it never left the oil. When you squeeze it, take it out, it still stayed inside. It never left the mucker from its source. The never left the source, not an active skita. Skita is where I take one thing and disconnect it to something else. Take it out, it's still inside over here. Similar to that, Kamal Gomriyashu says, it's a mashko, habala oichel, koichel. He says, similar idea. No, it's in the spoon.
It's
with the, it's with, again, it's like lemon. Or again, it never left, it's still with the pulp there, it's still inside with the pulp. It never left it. Right, in the spoon has a pulp, on the grape has a pulp. So wherever it is, it's with something. Or at the end, it's disgusting. Oh, we'll get to that. Right now, the act, it's going to be, how in the world do you even eat it? The ending might be maskus zavu, might be motiv, it's going to be, how in the world do you eat it? Once you can eat it, then maskus zavu, you'll allowed to drink. That's not a problem. But how do you eat it? A similar thing of Rashi says, even though it's not an oichel, but a maskable oichel, k'oichel domi. Even the case of derises, in most cases, so what happens? So the kamzak goes back inside the oichel. Maskable oichel, k'oichel domi. The Lakishari wants to have a fourth reason, he wants to tell that dosh is mutla altar. There's a Rashi Matruva that says dosh is mutla altar, and the Lakishari has a list of Rishonim goes this way. You might say that's not that simple, because you read the Shavua by us. And Simon Shinu test, the Makarvam says clearly, why Joshua is no Hatila altar. The fifth reason of Shram wants Taina, it's like such a face to the Gufon, like you're taking it out because you want the pulp itself, so you want the thing itself, that's Nichol Geder Lugufon, and Agav, you have the Mashke left behind. Well, Menashe Klein says Nichol Hatu Matitsu Repair, which we'll get to, is that the Dech Achilo, the Maisa Achilo, we have said six different reasons why 30 different Shram disagree with the Kodesh Shali, that seems to be done Hogo. Now, if you mean to build upon this, maybe, upon these reasons, what far you go with, is another case, a person when he has a plate, and he wants to make a salad, and he cuts up, let's say, grapes in a plate. Is he allowed to cut, really a suck time, but can you cut a grape on a plate? Can you cut the next level of two supermonium on a plate? Can you cut shardesim on a plate? What's the question? Because mashka is coming out. You're an active skito. Cut a grape, I just took out the juice from inside the grape. What could you go do? So the river yet, you want to cut a grape on Shabbos? Skito. You have to put a napkin around it. The moment it comes out, it goes inside the napkin. Otherwise, how do you cut a grape on Shabbos? You're doing active skito here. Might they point out, most of the time you send the gear to the sugya of a grapefruit, apply over here. You can say it's a graceful nichol to do apolons. You can say the case over here is they had to make the alto, it's the derech achilo. Even as far as, they do point out, however, it's not nishon oichel. It's not a maskah of oichel. So there is a question, can you cut a grape inside a plate? Mice in the way how most of them to go, Shmei Shabbos or Biyash, they want Taino, you can, but it still has a get of a maskah zuzavu. But in the case of a grape, maskah zuzavu with oimel achilo, oimel maskah zuzavu. That means you cut a grape, you have left over in the plate some juice from the grape. What do the juice? The juice is mukso. That means you have a klal, you get to mukso, you have to manar it, or you have to, you still have to throw it out. You can use the juice inside a grape inside a plate. Oh, so now the next question is, what about now? Now those want taino. First, the grape. Michas ish wants taino. It's nichlas sugya lagufon. The nichlas sugya of laguf or derech achilo. Even the juice itself might still allow to use. When it gets to the second level, we're saying oranges, which might be the second level, which used to be remind them, they don't want taino. What's the luck in that case? More places want me make say you can use the juice. Because what are you cutting? You take an orange, you're cutting it to put it inside your salad, let's say. So now the orange going inside your salad, this is oimel achilo. The juice that comes out, mashkus zavu, what's the locha? Oimel achilo, my says, mutter, you can use the juice. Someone disagree, but here the Arpa Shabbat and Taino, since the orange is made to be inside your salad, the juice that comes out, mashkus zavu, oimel achilo, the juice of mice, you can take it and pour it into the salad. How many people, they make salads, they put inside sometimes orange or inside grapes inside, to cut, to pick the juice in the plate, pour it inside. By grapes, not that simple, dealing with the raisa. Oranges, it's a klein, drop on the raisa. If it's the raisa, you'll still have a problem. Want to tell me it's a bonus, maybe you can put it inside. Yes. Mishmuz Machmer. Yeah, Mishmuz Machmer, yes. From Rashi. Now, come on, Mr. Valif, and then look at Metzitza, the Pech. Which we have also declared by three darkies, we have level of Zaysim, level of Tusim, and Chaparis. What's the luck in that case? Come on with a Zaysim, you can tell my showing them. The Rebbe wants to say you take a fruit and you put it by your mouth and you want to suck it out. Chushish Anil, for a case of Achir Khatas. Masha Enkein, the Shul Lekha brings out from his brother, Benjamin Yaman, one tight in the loch over here, it's water. The way the most that's loch is a Samish Armim. That means the mitzvah of the loch is going to be a case of Tzmutu over here. It's far away, Tzmutu, says the Mishabruah. It's Ein Der Schita, the case of the Pib, the Ghetto of Shinigomer, or the glass that seems to call it the Nichol Sigil of Dark Achilom. So we have Machlit that we show them what to go do. The Amor seems to be Metzad Lahokal. Most of the place can seem to go Nochin Lahachmer. Now, when to be Nochin to be Machmer? On the Shabbos, the place can be Shabbos being done Nochin Lahachmer. The word of the Mishabuah to be Machmer by case of Schitosim Bidereiso. By grapes, he says to be Choshish, not to take and suck it out with your mouth over here. By the Abonon, who be Semech on the Makilim over here, could be in the case of a sex striker, in general, the Salochal. And there, if you want to tell you that to be machma only by the case of grapes. Now, command all the swarm growth to be machma only by the rice and not by the abundance. And Gamda is a Moshe Chuvah, wants to be machma even in the case of the abundance. But otherwise, all the swarm say, the whole idea of taking it and sucking it out is to be machma only by the case of grapes and anything in the category of the rice. However, says the Mishabuah, let's say you put it inside your mouth and you suck it with inside your mouth, that Allah is a Meister Derech Michael Fu, Derech of Achila, and therefore should not be a problem at all. Coming to the place of being down, what's the locha if a person wants to be seichet something into a bowl, and now this thing that you have, the liquid over here, is made to be a dip. That means you're making it for ba'etzem a gam, it's a liquid right now. The whole point is to put it inside your bread, and therefore the getter of an oichel. What's the locha in that case? That means, for example, you take an orange, squeeze it into the bowl, and then take your bread and dip it inside. You mean mutter or usher. That means again you have to clear the same thing by three levels, Zaysim, by Tusim, and by Sharperis. So first, to get to Sharperis, we already mentioned that Sharperis can squeeze B'yidayim Mamish, Machlekes, Mishmur, or Peshugul, and Mekel. But come along over here, the Magar Roma says, even those who want to be Machmer, whether they want to be Machmer, Mitzad, the Chishulish, for Rashi and Taisvis, that their sheet is that squeezing B'yidayim of Sharperis is also, whether Mitzad, the meaning of the Mokum is being Machmer, like Mishmur ends up saying, if the meaning of the Mokum being Machmer, Sharperis has to be Machmer. Here, come along, the Magar Avraham says, but since you're going back inside the Oichel, the mice are not to be Machmer. I mean, Shah Peris, the Lokas, there's no reason to be Nichol and Geta being Mossak, the Lokas, the mice are to be Mutter. Asad Shayni Kund Bakar, but the case is Zayt Sivan Ovim, that's the case of the Reisel. Avad says, the Mishmur, that's the case of it. Also, when you want to use this Litabel, dip your thing inside. Now, Mishmur does leave out the middle case, too soon to be reminded of the case of the Rabbonans. He does not say what the Lokas is. I mean, he says, Shah Peris, Litabel is Mutter. Be a liquid and put your grandfather's mutter. Zaysiman of him, it's a conchati, the vadas can be altered. But Tusubi Moinim, he does not exactly say. However, when you get to Sifdalit, Hashas come up the same case, but the other way around. The case in Sifdalit is when you take mashri, put it inside a bowl, and take the bowl and put it on top of the salad. Here's the other way, put the bowl and put the salad inside the liquid. So the question is, when you put it inside the bowl, what are you doing? You're putting the liquid on top of the salad on top of the liquid. Over there, the Mishmur says to be Machmer. He says, you take your Chalav Me'ez, or you take an Eshkol, squeeze it inside a bowl, and take the bowl, put it on top of a salad, he says to be Machmer. So who would just be the same exact halakha here, but just two to remind him, should be the same thing. Also, take your bread, dip it inside, might should be Machmer. So comes along, the idea of making a dip on Shabbos, by choosing to remind him is also, by saying to him is also, only by Shabbos and Mutter, which Shabbos is not normal to do anyway, so it does not come out too common, this halakha over here. You go to Sif Dalit, the Suga of Mashka Sazavu, Mashka Bala Oichel, Gemara says Ka Oichel Dami. Gemara has two cases. Either Eshkol Shalom Nahum, you have a cluster of grapes, you want to squeeze on top of your food. You have a case of Chil of Eiz, you want to milk a goat on top of your food. Gemara says on top of the food is mutter. Have inside a bowl that has no food inside, that case is ulcer. The local Maiska do be passing like this Sugyo. So the Israel Ben Hananel is brought down the place of Daf Kufim Hei. They want to tie this against the sugyo. There be pasuk l'chumah. We do not go this way. Atzad Hasheni, those who want to say the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Masechta, they want to tie in a vav of halachas like this Gemara that mashka b'lo oichel choichel dami. And 25 different Rishonim Maaser went this way, not like the Rebbeinu Chananel. They pasuk the mashka b'lo oichel choichel. Where's the Mishnah? Why? Because separating oichel and oichel, just like everyone understands. Taking a cucumber and cutting it in half, having one part of the cucumber on one side, one part on the other side, that's not dosh, that's not mafarik, that's not anything. I separate one to another, it's hainu hach. Here also, the idea of taking a grape and squeezing it on top of food is going from one oichel to another oichel, does not have a chshivas of creating a mashko here, and therefore has a getter like being mashed oichel me oichel. Mashed me oichel, oichel is not in the getter of dosh over here. They do point out, however, the Rosh does say, in tshuva, a mashed me tovel abracha. Had a paskin, there is a chayodom, that he paskin to be mashed. Why is choshish the idea of squeezing anything on Shabbos in Isra Raisa coming from Rashi Shito, and therefore he says he cannot squeeze anything? I said a sheni, the beikah the place can go. It's mutter, the bach, the taz, the glaz, the shulchan. However, the shmur ends off with the machmet of labracha, like the Rosh says in Shuva. Machmet of labracha. Now the question is, when do you get this bracha? Everyone wants to know where you get brachas, so everyone wants to segulas. When exactly get this machmet of labracha? Is it by Zayt Manovim? Is it by Tushim Yimonim or by Shaparis? When we get this bracha, when we want to be machma, maska v'la'ichol ka'ichol dami. So, it's interesting, you look at the Shemir Shabbos and the Urcha Shabbos and Minchas Ish, all three say, you only get the bracha by the case of Zayt Manovim, only by case of Zeraisa. Only by case of Zeraisa. They send you to the Chayodim. And the words of the Chayodim is, and Echlami only be machma case of Zeraisa, but he holds all cases of Zeraisa, and therefore he's machma in all cases. So it's not exactly a fair thing. They took the Chayodim halfway. Chayodim says, all cases of Zeraisa be machma. And they sent only one case to Raisa, the Mach only one case. So they took away a bracha from Klal Yisrael. The Maisa, you do read the Bialocha and Sivva by the case of lemons, Bialocha does sound the way. He says, I use Mach on Mashke Bala Oichel when Gabi Eshkel Shal Anovim. Only by Eshkel Shal Anovim I use Mach, because that's the case of the Raisa. The Chur, the bracha is only a case of the Raisa. Hagam, if you look in Ribiak, he says, you know when you get the bracha? But all Zayim Mashkin, because he holds the Raisa. All Zayim Mashkin. If you look in the Chayodom, he says, when you get a bracha, but all Paris, he holds it, all Paris is the Raisa. So Klal is the Raisa, you just have to know what the Raisa is. Is the Raisa Dafu Zaytim Anovim? The bracha is over there. That means if he holds an orange, if his man is Zaytim Anovim, like Zumas Paris and Sa'i, be a bracha also. Lemons, again, I do not hear why it should be Zaytim Anovim. I think it's Rabbonah, because most of it is made for putting inside your food, but if you hold lemons, the Raisa, you also get a bracha. The Maisa Bishmu is very clear on lemons not to be Machmir. Chur is very simple, because lemon is definitely together of two simimoinim, therefore you won't get a brach for it, and lechat chila, first you can take a lemon, squeeze it on top of the fish, squeeze it on top of the salad, and the mice will not be a problem. That means that seems to be an hoga, people do it all the time, squeezing things on top of it. Balocha, it's mutter in all cases we pass him. Just the question, when do you get the bracha? Should we machmer on olives, which I say is very hard to squeeze, when it's a hard olive, the ones that we find in the store already covered, that's different sugyo. And it's only negates the sugyo of anovim. Anovim, I don't think anyone squeezes anovim on top of their food to do a mashka v'loichel. But otherwise, that's when you get the bracha. Lemons, mishbut, avadi, you can't be mekel, because nichol the category two simi yimonim. Now, what is the gather of saying a mashka v'loichel k'oichel? How much mashka versus how much oichel? So, it's interesting, it's not for a town over here to get in by us, but Simon Topkov, hey, we're discussing the sugyo of chol eis, milking a goat on yontif. How much you want to put under the goat, a bowl of cereal, how much you have to put over there to make sure that the milk is coming to be a topple to the cereal over here. So come along the poiskin that's close to the grass, the shavua, this is where the Shemir Shabbos goes, and brought up a simcha bottom. There are two ways of making something be a mashkabal oichel and get of oichel. Either one way is being belay inside the fruit, you squeeze something, goes inside, avad the topple. The second way was coming to masakin to give taste to the thing itself. That means when you squeeze lemon on top of your salad, it's a dressing. Everyone understands it's double to the salad. You might at the end of the day you have some liquid left over. So what? Everyone sees the liquid there. But the vada is dressing for the salad. Fish also. That means you take tons of lemon on top of your fish, you squeeze it. Everyone sees fish and tons of oil, lemon around it. That's not a tofu. The vada can do on Shabbos. It's a snito. For most time, people are just doing it for the taste, the dressing Shabbos. By the way, this is the category of a mashka b'loichel. And by lemon, the maestro will not be machmer. Oh, so we'll have to get to that. That's going to be a slight issue over here. Now, they do just point out, let's say you take this case over here, you take the lemons, you squeeze on top of your salad, very nice to eat your salad, after you have some juice at the end. Can you drink the juice? They point out, now what is it? Sorry, what's left of mashkus of ba'atzmai is motor. The Urcha Shabbos, any juice that's left over afterwards, mice is motor. That's not a problem. Now, they do say, let's say, Chanush says, let's say if das have left over mashka, and even bayah maybe. But if you don't have das, you always know it can happen that way. That's not your kavon over here. Avad is mashka zav ma'atzmoy, oim milachilo, the mice, you can drink it, no problem. Let's drink over the leftover mashka. Sifei, the sugya of boiser, of an unripe grape, can you squeeze it on top of your oichel on Shabbos? The makom of this question is also the Gemara Kufim Dalad, same place. The Gemara is discussing again the same idea, the eshkel of an oven, or the case of a chel of eis on top of food, mice, and mutter, a type of mashka or an empty bowl is osur. Upon this, come along the Gemara, we show them and they ask, this eis over here, we're saying a mashka bel oichel ka oichel. The eis and Shabbos mice you cannot exactly squeeze, it's not oichel, you cannot do shchit to it. And why is that case mutter? It's not royal for achilo. It's not worth achilo. Therefore, come on Titus and wants to say that even though Eshkol Sholadav is the case on Shabbos and Yontif, the case of Chel of A is only a halacha on Yontif, and that's why it's not for channel over here, it's only for channel because Yontif. The only day of Chel of A is only Shach, the case of Yontif. Now, Titus says the words are, it's like Dosh, and he says the words are, Kama Eichel Mitach Tzailis. The Bevucha among the Achrenim, the other Achrenim, what's Pshan Titus says the word Dosh. Then he says the words of Eichel Mitach Tzailis. So be Allah over here brings down Machlik Gala Akrainim. According to Masha, Tesis means Eichel Mitach Tzailis, the Kala Barer. And therefore, we had a Kalam negate to the Sigil of Barer, where one the Chil of A's on Yotiv was Allah. That's how Hashem to be Allah brings down the Nishmas Adam, or the Samsev and the Sigil not the way. They won't say Nichol Sigil of Dosh. And explain how what Shaykh of Eichel Mitach Tzailis is separate one thing from another as a category of Dosh. That means number one first in the sigya, when it says that Chel of A's, we're discussing Yontif. What is the sigya we're discussing? We're discussing Eich and Tech Tzelis. Is that, is it mean Issen again? Shabbat, Mitzah, the sigya of Dosh, or Mitzah, the sigya of Barer. Building upon that, come on, the Rishayim says, a Chel of A's is the same idea as Boiser. What's Chel of A's? Not Roy Fachilo. And you're taking the milk out of it. Boiser is the same thing. It's not Roy Fachilo. You're taking the juice out of it. And taking what? The oichel, the juice, and the tzelis, and the grape. So the idea of bais is building out the sigil of a chel of eis. What's the loch in that case? Come on, the bais Yosef. And he says, two shitas. Bring down those one, I mean, mekel, that's Reben Yosef. The Rosh and Tshuva seems to go this way. Asal Hashem, Reben Tam, the shitasa, he wants to say the whole time sigil is not going to get a chel of eis to Yontif and not to Shabbos. He also, Reben Tam, will say a bais is usher. Because why? The same reason. It's taking oichel and the tzelis. And therefore it's also the smak, the kolvay, it's also. That means the whole shadow by Chel of A's is by Shabbos and Yontif leads out the same single baiser in the gate to Shabbos, only the case of Yontif. That's where the Machlokes of Ben Yosef and Reb Tam. Halacha to be paskin, is it going to be also baiser, not two different sheets in the Machab over here? So the Mishmur brings down that it's Mitzadah, the Shir Knesset Gedolah, the El Yabo, that make Eloi Hifsid. However, says Mishmur, it's a kolvay, it's a smak. He says the Shulchan Akashitim, it's a Graz. And David Mishmur says the person has to be Machmer and be Chayshish, the Locha Baiser, Ya'ivah the Isser of Eichel Mitach Tzelis. Now Mishmur says, now we know Ya'ivah the Isser by Baiser, Eichel Mitach Tzelis. What are we discussing over here? The Bialachi says, by Chaluk Ezvel Machlaish Yushainin, what's the Malacha over here? By Baiser, Eichel Mitach Tzelis, what are we discussing over here? What Malacha? So he says, we have two options. You look at the Taz and among the Ram, they're saying, Ya'ivah the Isser Mitzad Bayer. They both say, Talmud, both say, even Issa Mitzan, but that's how sound like the secret of the Chel of Eis. Atal Hashani, Nishmas Adam, Mishmu, and Dov, he says, Kenu Emes, Shkenu Emes, no Nichol the secret of Dosh. Nichol the secret of Dosh. So we now have a second Machlokes. What is the Issa over here? Is it Barer or the case of Dosh? Now, even on the Taz is Barer, third Machlokes now, we'll make a recap at the end, but third Machlokes on the Taz of Barer, isn't mutl alter? Anyone knows, we learned so much in your test, Elzman, that by Barer you have a hetel alter. Do we have a hetel alter in this situation? So come along with Taz and says, well, it's Barer. Barer the alter, the mice is mutter. Eichem Dach tells us, miyad, biyad, the mice is mutter. And that's how the Shabbos goes. Atzal Hashani, the Magar Vom says, since the EF should be in Acher, does not have a hetel of the alter. Now the Oilum has a hard time with the words of Magar Vom, EF should be in Acher, words of Mishnah Berurah. Then now we have to alter my curse. That is the side of Baruch, it's the Achil and Mice should be Mutter. So, the way are people going to want to explain, which he saw the one himself means, what the Yah should be Nacha, therefore Nichol Negeder of Kli. And since Nichol Negeder of Kli, they have a Kli, the alter Mice is alter. Also, you should know what that means. Mice Magavon wants to answer it. So, again, we come out, we have three things over here. Negeder to Baiser. Number one is a Mutter or Ben Yosef is a Ben Tam. How do we pass? Kimishbu passes the Chumro. Number two, if it's also why is it also? Is it Baruch or Dosh? Mishmu wants to say the Maisa should be also in the Tzad figure of Gosh, not like the Magabam on the Taz. Number three, on the Tzad that is Barer, is the Heter of the Altar or not. Machlokes again, Taz the Magabam. Mishmu comes along and says in the Bialokom that this case over here, in the case he wants to tie it, is only, it has to be where the Achil B'Shas and Chak. Which where the Achil B'Shas and Chak, he wants to tie it, not even in the Raisa, not Mitzad Dosh and not Mitzad Barer. Dosh only Eichel Mitzad Pshelis. Barer is only Eichel Mitzad Pshelis. If you know by the case of Barer, by Tzolish Olshin, if it's the case of Rav B'Shas Chak, only the Rabbonim. So if it's the Rabbonim B'Shas and Chak, it's like Mitzad Mechal on the Shita of the Alphas Motor, the Taz. That means Mishmua Pasuk number one, the Chumur like the Bein Tam. Number two, the halacha is mitzad dosh. However, when it's roy b'shas and chak la'achilo, he says you can't be mekel, but in the case of the altar. Now, that's what it says first on the page. That's simple, everyone should know. I'm not sure that's simple, but everyone should know. Fine. Now, they do ask certain points that do come after the sigyo. Number one is, we're saying over here we have an ism mitzad barer. Poister, everyone discussed the sigyo barer. Every skid is perish, why is it not barer? I squeeze an orange. Why is it not butter? What happened to butter over here? People squeeze. Vegas, dosh, not dosh, drabon, right? So, what? It's open dark cellars. So we have to say it is butter. We have the clone of a butter. Also, you get involved with that. You have to sell your hands, oichel left, according to the grass that sells the dark oichel. Tell me you have an ister of la'achaz man. So you're going to tell me, Echlami has a clone. I'll give you another example. We take an orange or a grape on top of oichel, it's smoother. Right? Even lachas man, why is the motor for? Every grape is an orange or a grape, motor eshkul shall love matap of food is motor. Why? Because not dosh is ki mafer oichel ma oichel. Very good. Maskul bala oichel ka oichel dami. Took you of dosh, I'm in the butter. Do we need the call of a butter over here? You can take any fruit that you want and do it on top of any oichel you want. That's klar. That's what we're passing. Mach matap of the by the rices. What happened to butter? Okay. That's against the Sugya Dosh. But still, you're taking out what you don't want, what you do want. Dosh, you're right. Mitzah Barer, what happened to Barer over here? So the Magavam Isis Kasha is similar to your test. Go back to now Magavam and read it. It's Isis Kasha. It's a Kodan Zayin. And they say, you know why? Because the whole idea of Barer is separating one man from another man. Here in orange, even the juice inside. That's what you do. It's one man. It's one man. You separated one min, but that's what one min. You take your grape, you eat it with the juice inside. But you don't. You don't. You have to squeeze it out. You have to take it out. You don't. It's not worth a kilo. Shas chak, you're squeezing it out. You went from where shas chak to the bite to what came out as if that's a normal thing to go through. Says among our room, if you've got others are all being down, that you studied, that butter is only when it's two minim. Now the place Shabbos does is to remember butter. The Taz says even by one min is a butter. Remember the Taz sheet, the Mishra says, the like Taz. The Taz says, even by one min, it's a bar. To come over to Shabbat says, even the Taz agrees over here, what can Mafet Eichel Ma'eichel? And Mafet Eichel Ma'eichel, that a bar he also agrees to. Fine, you saw what that means also. But the Israel over here, why is the motor? It's one min. If you want to ask a question, doesn't understand. We squeeze an orange on top of food, it's motor. But the end, what are you left with? At the end, you have psilis. It's not, you will not eat this now. Even if the drop is end, how can you squeeze all the way at the end? No one's going to eat that. No, you look at the beginning, you look at the end. Look at the way it starts squeezing at the beginning. That's the melacha, and that's if it's one min. In the beginning it was one min. I had to drop left at the end, it's still a min, I had to get of one min. It was going to be one min, if people will eat it that way. If it's not a min to eat that way, and chnam will be a problem. A second point, which also you go back to the Simon Shidi test, we discussed over there in Sindalas, when a person has fish with bones inside, we brought down the Yamshu Shlomo Shito. The melacha is, it's tikkul uchla ma'almo. And therefore, b'shas achila mamish, you can take the bones out of the fish. He wants to say, we're going to be stemming upon that. B'tiach the muriyah, b'shas achila mamish. So I go, they have a tickle of ma'almo, you can take the bones out from the fish. In them close against the people. What happens to the sugi of dosh? What happens to the sugi of b'yser? B'yser, tickle of ma'almo. Same idea. He's taking a b'yser, he's squeezing it. It's unripe grape. It's coming out. It's tickle of ma'almo. Why in the world, by the case of a fish taking out the bones, a tickle oichel mutter. Here, by squeezing grape, it's a tickle oichel balmo. And in the case of the grape, it's also. What's the difference between the two? Bomb kasha. Bialoch is the kasha. This is a test. You go back over those five lines that most people skipped. Now go back to those five lines. They ask the question. See what he says over there. He says, number one, first of all, maybe he says, maybe the sugi of ikker is Tosh, not Bayer. And there was no Shaisis, which he says over here, Sikainu Emes. But even if it's Bayer, he wants to say, Machlis of Rabbi Yisim, maybe they can do it like Rabbi Yisim, not like Rabbi Yisim. That's how the Maisi knocks away, not if the Yamshu Shloim is not the Sikh over here taking a fish out, why is not the Sikh of Bayer? If Bayer is the case of Bayer, which really could also start asking, which leads to the next sugya, the sugya of lemons. Now, lemons come with a machaber, and he writes the last squeeze lemons on Shabbos. First, what were they doing? Bizman the Rishonim. What were they doing afterwards? Bizman the early Gdalei Achronim. Bizman the Rosh, when he says the reason why last squeeze lemons, they were taking the squeeze and they put inside a bowl, and then they take the bread and they would dip it inside. Therefore, the Rosh has a ghetto of Sharperis. Because why? How do you look at this mashgavir? No one drinks the lemon juice. No one drinks it as a drink. No one made lemonade in those days. No one drank it. What they do? They put the bread inside. So it came along the Rosh and says, lemons are Sharperis. You lie like a chila squeeze it. Because Sharperis is a lot of squeeze. No problem. Because no one did that. Again, so we mentioned before, what defines something and what category it's under. If you make it, put it inside food, has a get of what? A food, and not a get of sito. Says the Rosh L'Chatchila, you can't squeeze it. Some of the Beis Yosef says that's very good in his days. But the Beis Yosef says, ready in his own times, the Beis Yosef times, in the 1500s, 1400s, the Lachot was while people made lemonade. Lemonade is a case of Tushim Yimayim. So how L'Chatchila can you squeeze lemons on Shabbos? So first, number one is, you have to know, before we get to Beis Yosef Kasha, those who want to title, that we said already in Sif Aleph, can you take sharp paste and squeeze B'yadayim? Meshkuah said yes. But the Bach said no. The Rabbi said no. Why? They don't assume and said squeeze by the Gemara's case. Maskone is only the Mosek Apri, the sweetener free, and that's the case and squeeze B'yadayim. Cannot take a pepper and squeeze B'yadayim. Therefore, come on the Graz and says, the Pizol Shikiz will mach and Sif Aleph, the Bach and the Taz and the Eliyabo, they'll be mach against Sif Aleph also. Kishkonar passing this way and says, you cannot squeeze lemons, we tell us to give Sif Aleph. We're mach and Sharperis. The Rosh says it's Sharperis. So come on there, so I'm not going to say very nice. Sharperis should be mach. Which we'll get to the Taz, we'll see the Taz of Sibyl, he's Mechav between the two. I mean, someone will point out, Mechav might is Mechav and Sharperis squeezing Sif Aleph. Others therefore want to argue against the Mechaber, example of Kishukun Aruf. But come along to the place and say again, what happened to Bizman Azeh that we do make lemonade, you can go squeeze it on Shabbos to get lemons, the juice out of it. We have a Bayah Mitzad, it is Nicholas L'chura in the category of Tusim V'Moinim. So first, the Beis Yosef says, I do not know anyone who is Machmer. Lay there. But come later on, the Bigdal Tiskerid, who is Machmer? That's not exactly the Beis Yosef. I don't know anyone who is Machmer, the Bigdal Rishon, who is Machmer. But come along and says, a couple of Svaros to miracle. Number one, he says, the whole reason to be machmer is the case where a person is going to take it and drink it as is. Lemons, when you squeeze them, make lemon juice, and you always mix another mashka with it. Therefore, the mashka that came out has no chashivas by itself, because no one's going to drink the mashka the way how it is. You're always going to mix it inside something else. And since you're always going to take the lemon juice and mix it with something else, it's not chashivas of mashka, therefore, it might sit as a get of sharperis. This mahalach l'chori matu, all lemon juice is man azeh. Won't make any difference. And therefore, that those who only bring down the teretz, Magavram only brings down the teretz, the Graz or Chasholcha, they're bringing down the mahalach, there's no way it's mutu bizman azeh, you know what? Because when it comes out, no one drinks lemon juice. You always put inside another mashko.
What?
You always put something else inside, right? No, you put 90% is water, 95% is water. You always mix with something else. And sugar. Probably depends. My house 50% is sugar, 40% water, fine. But that's a secondary to the Beis Yosef. It really depends when you squeeze it, they squeeze it by itself and they put it inside something else, or you squeeze it inside straight inside the liquids. Secondary. My special moving down both towards him and said, Sorch in God of person can you make it because once you have a secondary. Maybe lemons bizman in Mishabura's times, they did not squeeze inside something, they made squeeze lemons. That means that really three times in society, since the Rosh's time, they squeeze things and they only use it as a dip, get a Sharperis. They squeeze the time, they squeeze it straight inside the liquid, they have its mutter. Mishabura's times, they did not squeeze inside liquid anymore, they squeeze, they made lemon juice. And then after they put inside liquid, going to secondary will be also. Now there's a third malach over here that the Taz brings down from the Shmuel Eleket Ben Yehuda. They want to tell him the reason why it's mutter could come to masakin the lemosik uchlo of. They come to sweeten other things. Now the way the people going to explain is that Taz really has a cash over here. Taz said already in Sif Aleph that to squeeze things unless sharp hairs is also. It's not the world of the Rosh that you can squeeze lemons. So the people going to explain pshat in the Taz that just like in Sif Aleph it's lemosik a free is mutter. He also lemosik in other free is also mutter. They get a sharp paris, and the mosik something else also mutter over here. Might be the mishabur not understand that Shana Taz. He says it's two malchum. He says beisayis and vitaz. Well, it's even an argument how to understand the Taz over here. Might be halacha because a person squeezed lemons with manazeh in the sharp paris or nichol get a two sivimoyim. So the ma'aser if read the makravam the grader for shulchan and others ma'aser mutter. You last squeeze lemons by a sharp paris because no one ever did not mention inside something else, and therefore or the tzion. Or the or Vadi Yosef, they come along the Paschal Smoter. He'll have to take a lemon, squeeze it to make it liquid. No problem at all. After the Sheni, the Mishmur says, Tzorach Egon, Tzorach Lizar. He says, Maisi cannot do that. Chadom says, Chash Terais over here. And she tells her, Gitchul Arach, Maisi, most one who followed the Mishmur and all the Bnei Ashkenaz, says, Maisi to be Choshish, that you cannot squeeze a lemon by itself. However, come along the Mishmur says, what about squeezing it on top of a sugar? That he come along from the Chayodom, Gam the Chayodom ends up Tzarachin, but he himself went with seven upon the Chayodom and said, Halacha is a person who can't squeeze a lemon on top of sugar. Now, first, the Metzius, what do you mean lemon on top of sugar? They point out a little bit of a problem here in Metzius. If you're discussing a little bit of sugar and tons of lemon over here, so who has not a mashka but loyachal? Loyachal is a mashka, the lemon, it's not tuffle over here. Elamai is a little bit of lemon on top of more sugar, they point out you have a bayam on sugar losh. Something talosh over here. So someone answered discussing sugar cubes over here. It's a cube over here, and you put some lemon around it. So that one person will answer. I'm not clear exactly to know what the kim to the mishmur is discussing, and the lubav mavuch among the chayim. What the metzias over here is that we're discussing? They put the lemon juice on top of the sugar. They do point out, however, let's say you want to put the lemon inside your tea on Shabbos, and then the juice comes out. That's not a mitzvah mutter. That's not a problem. That alone you can't go do. That you have side magarvah parrots of what of its. Going straight inside the liquid over here, besides the mahalak of that is made to mix something else. That body can't do. The question to be asked by lemons is that Bahura, why is different the case of Baiser? Baiser Mishpul Paskin is ulcer. What do they mean Baiser squeezing it as ulcer? Because other parents are squeezing it? Because other patients take an orange and squeeze it? It's minachot. It's one thing. Orange you eat, the juice you eat. Baiser, what is it? The unripe grape did not eat, the juice you do eat. That's even baya by blister, burr or dosh, each one onto its own. Lemons.
You don't eat both.
You don't eat both. You only eat the juice.
No, you don't
eat the juice.
You squeeze
out the juice.
So not
like lemon. What?
You
use the game
with
lemon juice.
No,
because
the
mask is lemon juice, lemonade.
You don't get the lemon juice by itself.
Probably because
that
lemonade.
Okay. But when you come back, they're both the same
time. But still, taking out something that you don't want, why not bury one from another? So this is a casual emunah. The question, if you're right what you're saying or not, this is one mouth we want to say. Let's speak out the different mouth we want to say with the question the obvious question. By the Kura, a lemon should be a case of boister and have all the krumas of boister over here. That's the problem. Now, the Tresho, when he gets the cash, it's very simple. Nicholas, you go buyer, and come, you're right. Except by his mortal altar. So it comes out, it's not allowed to be altar. The Baya is Mishwa does not go by the Mahalak of Dosh. So Mishwa cannot go this Mahalak. Mishwa, number one, does not like the head of the altar, he's not clear with it, but he doesn't go with Bayer, it's definitely the Sugya of Dosh. So now when he has a question, he says Tarachin. So Gleitala has an interesting idea. He wants to tell you that there's a difference over here. When you take the grape and squeeze it out, now the liquid comes out, it's ready for something. When the lemon, when you squeeze it out, it was bitter inside, it's bitter out, it's still not ready. You didn't create anything. There's no shivas of creating anything over here. Similar idea what he's saying. But he comes down and says, therefore, if you make just a dip out of it, and if you don't plan to mix it with something else, you won't say the mice is ulcer. If your Shabbos doesn't like it, Chaim No says, one time interesting idea, you want to say the best, what do you mean, a lemon? Yeah, wonderful use. Put inside your tea when it's solid. It's not like a place that can have no use at all beforehand. It has use. It can use it as a salad. It's not a psalus mitech arichol. It's a mitech arichol. So the Zalman discussed it with Sarachin. The interesting question that why exactly the Nanomi is tilting lemons in the case of Baiser. There's one last thing to ask. Someone's asking me in the game to pumping. milk, we discussed last Chaburah on the Isha, what to go to. You have a bayah always inside, when you have milk inside the container, you have a sig over here of maybe, of what to go do, how to pump. So the Isha wants to know, she put cereal inside, and the mashke will oichel, ka'oichel, and the maisa, no problem, they use it on Shabbos. Why, Mom of Dorf, the fire? Was that this over here? A mashke will oichel, ka'oichel dummy over here. My bayah over here. Oh, so Chura, Teres is, right, we have to get back to Sigil of Sikhay, Sigil Baisar, Chalveis, how exactly Patkin we are. Now the Mishnah does say, Bishach Haki of a head to the altar, but only in Chura, you start saying, why it says, well, that's Chilik Tzas by the Baisar. The Isha doesn't think it's well, that's Chilik Tzas at all, you don't eat people, the Raisa, not a lot of people, so we have Shabbos. In Chura, we don't have this head of Chalveis, and Chura, that's the reason why Isha won't have this head to milk inside the cereal, because we make a Chalveis for. We only have a head on Yontif on Shabbos. Now, Yontif want to go do that? Fine, maybe. But we have to go to the Sig of Yontif to see if you can express the milk inside your cereal, pumping it inside the cereal on the Yontif. And again, to Shabbos, the Chur, you have no head there. Once the Machmud Allah has said, hey, next time I'll have to be Mamshim and Sivzayin in other words. Welcome.